Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Monday, February 15th, 2016. And with me today, I have Brian Chaffin. What's up, Brian?
Oh, just the President's Day.
Yeah. Happy President's Day.
Thanks.
Which president are you going as today?
Today I am going as Van Buren.
Now, admittedly, great choice.
That's often my go-to Monday, but I just thought it was especially important today.
Yeah. Yeah. Good choice. Dave Hamilton, how are you?
I am well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing all right. And which president are you today?
Which president am I today? Well, let's see. I believe Zaphod Beeblebrox was president, right?
Yes, he was.
Okay, I'll go with that.
And I'm going as Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Hunter.
Vampire Hunter. Oh, that's a nice twist on it. I like that.
Yeah, that's good.
That's good. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, well, now that we've gotten that out of the way, I thought it would be really interesting to take a look at Apple's reported first scripted show. And Brian, you wrote about this on Friday.
I did. First of all, did you notice the TV I used?
I really like the TV you used.
It
looks very much like the television from All in the Family.
It does. What I like most about that TV is the fact that the middle of the TV set is not the middle of the screen.
You're right.
Isn't that interesting?
It is offset.
It is offset because they're looking at the TV set to include all the physical controls. That's right.
Yep.
So anyway, it's just definitely interesting to me.
Yeah.
So Dr. Dre, he's going to be starring in Apple's first original scripted TV show. And this is interesting to me for a number of reasons. So it's going to be called Vital Signs. That's at least the name in development.
Mm-hmm. Did they contract Rush to do the theme song?
I hope so.
I'm thinking not, Dave.
Missed opportunity.
Okay. You don't think Dre would be into that? Dre actually might be into that. But
he may be into that, but I'm thinking that maybe it'll have more of a hip hop vibe.
Oh,
a little more so weird than say a bunch of Canadian hosers,
right?
You know,
prog rock hosers.
Yeah. Prog rock hosers. I was a tad redundant there, but prog rock. That's awesome. So anyway, it's going to be 6 episodes. It is semi-autobiographical. The episodes are only a half hour long, but it's not a comedy, which is traditionally how that works. You know, half hour shows tend to be comedies. Dramas tend to be a full hour. But this will be a drama, and it's going to be dark, violent, and this is the interesting part, filled with sex. And specifically, according to The Hollywood Reporter, and they're the folks that actually broke all this, the episode that was being filmed last week on Monday and Tuesday featured a quote unquote extended orgy scene.
Wow.
This from the company where many, but not certainly not all, and perhaps not even most, but many influential staffers were a little concerned about the sex related to music out loud in the home study being released last week assigned to Apple's name.
Yeah, and also the same company that felt that apps that that talk about women's health and sexuality should not be on the App Store.
Well, right. And of course, actual porn is banned from the App Store as well.
Right, but it sounds like there might be this is dancing on those things. This could be interesting for Apple and for a lot
dancing.
Of reasons.
This is plunging right in.
Yeah, excellent choice of words, Brian.
It could get even more interesting. You know, there's talk now. I heard over the weekend Ice Cube was floating the idea of NWA playing at Coachella this year, not that Dre needs any more cachet, and certainly not any more cash, but you know, it draws that crowd sort of back into being interested in Dre.
Can NWA do anything with that easy? Really?
I doubt it.
Should they?
I doubt it. What's that? Should they?
Or should they?
I
doubt that too.
I agree. But, you know, I think it's Ice Cube looking to capitalize on the success of Straight Outta Compton.
Or to be less mercenary about it, went super nostalgic because
that's probably a better thing. But the real question is, do they bring Arabian Prince back? Who was written completely out of Straight Outta Compton in a very bizarre way.
Dre was very involved with that.
It was Dre's family who was involved, right? And I realize we're way off the reservation in terms of the topic you chose for us, Jeff.
That's right. I'm along for the ride.
Well, okay. I don't think this is all that off topic.
No, it's not. Yeah, I know.
For this to be Apple's first choice for original scripted content, and the reason why Apple is, you know, we've long, I believe everyone in this here conversation has long thought that Apple would do the Netflix thing and use original scripted shows to boost its subscription service concept.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You know, and this is apparently according to the Hollywood Reporter, it's the only thing on deck. And it is a curious choice considering Apple's prudish and puritanical approach to sex so far.
But it's also a really smart choice.
Yeah.
Market standpoint.
Yeah. And they have Dre under contract, let's say.
Well, yeah, but that's... Well,
I'm sure this was part of the whole Beats thing, right? We can't ignore that.
Fortune actually said that this is the proof that buying Beats was more than just getting the headphone business. And I'm saying 2014 called it once its realization back.
Once its headphone back. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, did Apple Music raise its hand and say, hey, what about me?
Well, that's the thing. This is actually supposedly going to be distributed through Apple Music.
So going to distribute a video show through their music service.
Well, they've already done that, right, with Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I know.
So this, certainly wouldn't be the first one. But, it's just fascinating that Apple would push this through Apple Music, even if it's an Apple Music channel, right, an app on Apple TV. It shocks me that this wouldn't be just, front and center, we're all about Apple TV in order to promote the subscription content that Apple wants to bring us.
You would think, of course, well, maybe they're looking at this as a tool to drive up Apple Music subscriptions.
Yeah, it is kind of a twofer, I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if, the Taylor Swift stuff, you didn't need an Apple TV to watch the Taylor Swift movie. I cannot imagine that this, excuse me, I cannot imagine that the same thing wouldn't be the case for this particular piece of video content.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah. Well, it's going to be interesting because this is so not in line, like you said, with the more puritanical approach Apple has been taking to a lot of content.
And prudish.
Excuse me, prudish. That's what I meant to say.
Both of them. I'll take both of them.
All right. Yeah, they both work. Yeah, I'm interested in watching this, not because I'm interested in a semi-autobiographical drama about Dr. Dre, but because I'm really interested to see what sort of content they really do show in this.
So, by the way, 6 episodes, right? Mm-hmm. Be all released at one time, a la Netflix.
Style, yeah.
each episode, this the part that just made me shake my head. Each episode is about an emotion and how the Dr. Dre character deals with that emotion.
That now sounds terrible.
I know.
To me, I was really interested. I enjoyed Straight Outta Compton. And Jeff, you said you wouldn't be interested in watching anything about, you know, semi-autobiographical about Dre. If you haven't seen Straight Outta Compton, and I say this to more of you than just Jeff, go watch it. Even if you've never heard of NWA before, it is a fantastic, despite the fact that Arabian Prince was, you know, miraculously and mysteriously erased from history. Go watch this movie. It's outstanding.
All right.
History is written by the winners, brother.
I will watch it.
But Arabian Prince has done okay. That's the thing, is he was like okay before NWA too. It's a very bizarre thing. So I don't want to spoil the movie for you, but all the problems that Ice Cube notices, like most of those were actually Arabian Prince and noticing them first. Yeah. And he left before, like 2 weeks before Straight Outta Compton came out, but he was on the album cover. I mean, it was on the record, like literally on the record and on the record.
Wow.
But anyway, it's just an interesting story.
I'll watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, cool. The other thing I wanted to hit today, there's a bug that's out. Well, that's a weird way to say it. There's a bug that's out, like someone released a bug.
Well, it's true. Someone did. That's Apple did a long time ago.
Yeah. So,
you could say a bug dropped.
Okay. A bug dropped. And this bug relates to dates in iOS. And the bug specifically is that if you set the date on your iPhone, iPad, or iPod Touch to be earlier than May of 2017,
Wow. Start that over.
Where did that come from? May of 1970. Wow. you restart your iOS device, you're not going to be able to boot up. And so don't set your date back before May of 1970.
Okay, so I'm curious about this, and I'm a Unix geek, right? From longer than I've been a Mac geek, actually. Mm-hmm. January 1st, 1970 is the beginning of all time in Unix.
Right. The epic date.
Epic, right. That's the epic date. And it's referred to as epic time in Unix. And epic time is simply the number of seconds since January 1st, 1970. Okay. And that's how a lot of dates are calculated still today for many, many web servers, in fact, out there, because it's, you know, there's no time zones don't matter. It's the number of seconds since, you know, that.
My inner pedant just insists on you spelling that for our listeners who may not.
Absolutely. No, I meant to, and then got deep in here. E-P-O-C-H, the beginning of Unix. So that's January 1st, 1970. Clearly, this May 1st, 1970 feels related to this. Mm-hmm. But I hadn't, up until this moment, I had not realized that. I thought the date was, if you set it to before January 1st, 1970, then you might have all these weird problems with iOS, because now it's in negative date mode. Because iOS, for those of you who don't know, it, just like macOS, or OS X, sorry, is based on Unix. It is a Unix. In fact, OS X is the most popular Unix distribution that exists today. Mm-hmm. Although, actually, iOS might beat that. Anyway, Apple owns that. Why the discrepancy between January 1st and May 1st, though? That's the curious part. Do you know the answer to that?
No, and I don't think anyone outside of Apple knows.
Okay.
And it's possible right now no one inside Apple knows.
Yeah, my guess is somebody inside Apple knows. And as you noted, Apple has not only acknowledged this bug, they have promised that a fix will come, so that if, for whatever reason, you choose to reset your clock to before May 1st, 1970, you won't be left with an unbootable iPhone.
Right. Now, I have a hypothesis.
Yeah.
My hypothesis is that because it's May 1st as opposed to January 1st, that that what's happening is there's some system level check that ties into the date. And if the date is too early, what should happen is that the system just figures it out and recovers gracefully. But there's some point in there where for some thing it's not recovering gracefully, and then you just can't boot up.
Yeah, that sounds realistic. Yeah, so it's not necessarily a negative number kind of thing. It's just we've gone down this path and nobody expected to be here, so we don't know where to go next, so we stop.
Right.
Because if the fix is you have to bring it into the Genius Bar where they remove the battery for some unspecified period of time, right, and then plug it back in, which does sort of this reset that you're talking about, and it probably brings it back to, you know, something that the phone is comfortable with.
Right, like a date in the 80s or, you know, yeah, whatever. But yeah, since it doesn't start after May 1st, that's why I'm thinking there's just a check thing that's not working right.
Yep.
And if you try and take your iPhone to a date earlier than January 1st, 1970, you can't. And that makes sense because that's the start date for all of reality as far as Unix is concerned.
Right.
So why give people the opportunity to set a time on their iPhone that would be before that, which would be negative time as far as Unix is concerned?
A couple of things. First of all, if it wasn't obvious, this definitely falls into the please don't try this at home kids category, right? Because, I mean, if you like a bricked iPhone, well, then I guess this is a quick way to get there. But the other thing is, we've been saying May 1st. I believe it's June 1st. I think it's any date in May 1970 or prior is where this problem starts.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. And you said that right in your article. You said May 1970 or earlier, not... But we here have been saying earlier than May, and I just wanted to clarify that. But just don't mess around with it, folks. Just leave it alone.
Yeah, just and, trust one of those us that it's going to mess up your iPhone.
Don't push the big red button.
I have a huge tip here.
Yes?
If you own an iPhone and you know somebody, especially a boy who's 14 or under, and they ask to use your iPhone, and they have even the little bit of a mischievous glint in their eye, don't let them do it.
This is excellent advice.
Well, if it's a kid that's like 14 or younger, just ask to have their iPhone while they're messing with yours.
Good idea. I mean, like the text thing, right? That could that was bricking phones.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you know, right.
It wasn't bricking them. It was making them reboot.
Right. I'm sorry. I absolutely stand corrected. Yeah. But, you know, a lot of young folks just thought that was just the bee's knees.
Oh, I know.
Knees yes, on you do. Knees.
Yeah. Yeah. There were many instances where I knew that my iPhone and my Apple Watch were about to reboot because I would hear this giggling behind me.
Right. Same thing's going to happen if this gets into some widespread, you know, information distribution out there.
Yeah, and I was thinking about warning the juveniles in my life about this so they don't fall prey to it. And I thought, you know what? No, I'm not saying a thing.
That's right.
You reap what you sow.
Yep. So, I'm just not going to say anything about this one.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, so don't time travel with your iPhone. We've got that established. And Apple is going to show us a TV series where we get to see an orgy. It's a weird mixed up world we live in these days.
It is. Yeah. Everything is just upside down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And on that note, we're out of time. So, Brian, thank you for being here today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me and Van Buren.
Yes. Yes. And Dave, thank you for being here.
Zaphod, thanks you. And toasts with a pan-galactic gargle blaster.
That's really hoopy and fruity.
And that's what they say.
That's what they say. Listeners, thank you for being here. Don't forget your towel.
And also, Zaphod, thanks you.
Yes. And Zaphod thanks us. And we'll see everyone again tomorrow.